Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good now, Tony. Wasn't so good yesterday.
Well, you know what? The last two times I've talked to you, it's kind of been a computer nightmare. First, there was a supposedly upgrade, switchover, change in computer system programs, and that didn't go as well as you thought. And then I get an email from you yesterday saying we are having some computer issues at our Secretary of State's offices. Now, the offices were open. We'll talk a little bit about that. Tell us what happened.
Well, yesterday's problem was different than the problem we talked about earlier in the week. Yesterday's problem was an outage on a mainframe that supports a number of different functions in state government, but the one that impacted citizens the most was the branch offices of Secretary of State.
What else was impacted besides Secretary of State?
Well, we had some operations down at the Department of Treasury, Department of Human Services, Department of Corrections, unfortunately. So these were all internal processes to state government that the citizens wouldn't have seen, but still it made the work much more difficult to get done at those agencies.
So were those agencies still open and folks working?
Yeah, they were still open. What they had to do, Tony, was they had to come up with manual workarounds. Since the automation and the computer systems weren't available for them, they had to, in layman's terms, had to go to paperwork to do what the computers used to do for them.
So the Secretary of State's offices were open. What were you able to do in those branches, and what had to be not done?
Well, very, very little was able to be done, unfortunately, in those branch offices. About the only thing that they could do was a change of address for folks. Anything that had to do with driver's license lookup, vehicle information, all that stuff was down. So citizens that went to branch offices yesterday obviously weren't happy because the good employees there at the Secretary of State just weren't able to help them out. And I want to be clear, that's not a problem with the Secretary of State. That's the problem with the Department of Technology Management and Budget. We're responsible for keeping them up and running.
So when was what was the specific problem, if you found that out, and when did you get the system back up?
Yeah, we did find the root cause. We've got it. We got it fixed. It was a broken fiber. We got the mainframe up yesterday about noon, but then we had to restore. There were some files that were corrupted, so we had to do a restoration process for that, and that actually took us most of the afternoon. And we were back up slightly after 5 o'clock yesterday. So today should be very, very smooth at those branch offices.
What do you mean a broken fiber? Explain that.
We were actually, here's the ironic thing, Tony, it's not so funny, but it is ironic. We were doing a testing scenario for disaster recovery, and there's a link between what we call our testing development environment and our production environment, and that link was broken. It was human error that did that, and we went from a testing scenario to a real-life scenario.
Who was that? I'd like to talk with the person who pressed that key.
They feel horrible. They feel horrible.
All right. So we have any idea how much this cost the state to get taken care of?
We can't put a price tag on it now. I can tell you we had for two nights, this actually started Wednesday afternoon. So, this was a more than a 24-hour outage. And we had people working through the night two nights ago and then again last night. So obviously there's overtime costs and there's extra personnel costs associated with this. And we still have some catch-up work to do today to get those transactions updated. So, I can give you a ballpark, but, you're probably talking $15,000, $20,000 in extra costs to get this thing up and running.
Kurt, when we look back on that initial changeover, was that ever completed, or are you still with the old system?
Are you talking for the branch office systems or for the problem we had earlier in the week?
The problem that we had, I don't know, what was it, 6-8 months ago?
Oh, at the branch offices?
Correct,
you mean?
Correct.
That changeover is not complete.
Okay.
We are still working to, we have some old legacy systems out at the branch offices, systems that actually equipment that needs to be replaced, and we are still in the process of doing that.
I learned a long time ago, Kurt, that our computers aren't the problem. It's the people who operate them who always...
Yeah. Yeah, you become dependent on the technology, and when it doesn't work, it's a problem.
All right, so everything's up and going. I imagine business will be brisk at our local Secretary of State branches.
Yeah, I think it will, and I know they gave folks free passes yesterday to get to the front of the line. So.
All right, Kurt. Thanks so much for updating us. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too, Tony. Take care.